Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Biden and Putin to talk about Ukraine. We have the story.
A South Wichita standoff ends with the suspect arrested. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Following a chilly start to the morning, south winds increase, and that will bring temperatures up a bit today, even more so tomorrow and the rest of the week. Our complete forecast in just a few minutes.
President Biden has a talk with Russian President Vladimir Putin today, with new fears Russian troops could invade Ukraine.
President Biden plans to raise his concerns about a Russian troop buildup near the Ukrainian border.
This is the moment for Russia to pull back their military buildup at the border, that diplomacy is the right path forward here.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki stopped short of indicating the U.S. response to Russia if an incursion into Ukraine is made, but the administration is meeting with European allies.
Our objective, first and foremost, is to prevent the move forward, the military progression that we saw happen in 2014.
U.S. officials also say the two leaders will address cybersecurity and Iran's nuclear program. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A police standoff with a man in a stolen rental truck was resolved after several hours in South Wichita.
It began around 8 Monday morning when the man allegedly broke into a business at Broadway in Boston and stole keys to a truck. An employee called 911. Police arrived, but the man refused to get out of the truck, which was still in the parking lot. Police Captain Wendell Nicholson says after several hours, negotiators convinced the man to step out of the truck.
And he was taken into custody by one of our police service dogs. And he's been taken to an area hospital where he'll be treated and then he'll be booked for indicated charges.
The nearby Hamilton Middle School was placed on lockout while the incident played out, but classes continued in the school as normal. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
As of Monday morning, state health officials report Kansas still does not have any cases of the COVID-19 Omicron variant, but cases of the coronavirus continue to climb. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment says 3,310 more Kansans tested positive for the coronavirus since Friday, while 3,528 tested negative. Of the newer positive cases, 162 are the COVID-19 Delta variant. The KDHE says 13 more Kansas deaths have been linked to COVID-19, bringing the state's death toll to 6,743. It also reports 77 new hospitalizations for people with COVID-19 since Friday. A former top aide to former Vice President Mike Pence is cooperating with the House panel investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol.
Mark Short, who served as Chief of Staff to Vice President Mike Pence, is said to be working with the January 6th committee after receiving a subpoena. Short was at the Capitol on January 6th and fled with Pence, where he had been presiding over the Senate as rioters had called for Pence's hanging. According to the Associated Press, Short was present for several White House meetings ahead of the attack. They also report he had been banned from the White House grounds by former President Trump for rejecting rejecting calls to pressure the vice president to reject the election's results. So far, the panel has spoken to more than 250 witnesses, many of them voluntarily. In Washington, Sean Langel, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We got the Jayhawks in action tonight. We'll give you a little bit of a game preview of that one coming up here in just a minute.
And now the forecast. Let's see. Oh, no, coming up, we've got the just in time for the holidays. A recall of ham. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Tuesday morning. Missouri Governor Mike Parson is recommending a 5.5% pay raise and a $15 an hour minimum wage for state employees. The Republican governor said he wants the pay increase to take effect February 1st. It would need approval from the state legislature when the session begins in January. The pay raise would be on top of a 2% increase already scheduled to begin next month. Missouri state employees are among the lowest paid in the nation. From the now empty shores of Oahu's Waikiki Beach to the snowy summit of the Big Island's highest peak, an unusually strong winter storm is clobbering the Hawaiian Islands, and it's raising the threat of dangerous flash floods, landslides, and crashing tree limbs. The storm over the nation's only island state left eloping couples without their weddings and tourists stuck indoors. A new poll says younger people are feeling more impacts from the pandemic.
A new study from MTV Entertainment Group and the Associated Press, NORC Center, finds the pandemic is causing more anxiety and stress for Gen Z, with at least 40% of 13 to 24-year-olds saying the pandemic has made it harder for them to pursue educational and employment opportunities and maintain strong relationships with friends and romantic partners, more so than millennials and members of Generation X. I'm Kevin Cork, Fox News.
Just in time for the holidays, a recall of a popular Christmas dinner entree.
More than 200,000 pounds of cooked ham as well as pepperoni products are being recalled because they may be contaminated with the bacteria that causes listeria. The recall was issued by Alexander & Hornig, whose parent company is Purdue. That's after routine product sampling by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. 17 products are affected by the recall, produced on various dates and shipped to retail locations nationwide. Listeria is a serious infection that primarily affects older adults, persons with weakened immune systems, and pregnant women and their newborns. There haven't been any reports of adverse reactions yet. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Traffic conditions in the Wichita area this morning. Things are actually looking pretty good out there at the moment. And the gasoline prices, the average does seem to be coming down, $2.89 a gallon, a pretty common average price out there. I've spotted some better prices, including in Andover. 21st Street North and Andover Road, $2.87. Also out that direction, 21st Street North, 127th Street East, $2.87 a gallon there as well. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Some mid and high-level clouds continue to spread in from the west here early on, and as south winds return, we won't be quite as cool as yesterday with a high 44. Clearing overnight, to low near 30, sunshine on Wednesday with a high 53, and we're right back in the mid-60s on Thursday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Anna Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, 32 degrees. We have a south wind at 12 miles per hour. Steve at 10 in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Now 8:11 here on this Tuesday morning, and the investigation continues into that shooting, that high school shooting in Michigan, and what led to it, and who's involved, and the DA there, the prosecutor at least, it seems to be, she's looking for some people to take some responsibility. At least that looks that way. Fox News Radio's Jeff Benosso with us this morning. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning. And I think to make sure that cases like these never happen again, the Oxford Community School District, amid its plan to request a third-party probe, has turned down an offer by the state's attorney general to investigate the events that led up to last week's deadly shooting, for which a 15-year-old boy and his parents are charged. The district instead saying that it will use a private security firm, as it does appear the red flags were there and that the shooting could have been prevented. The Oakland County Sheriff's Office says had they been contacted that day about the shooter's behavior, bizarre and ominous notes a teacher found, and the drawings appearing to depict killing, they would have searched his backpack. Nobody bothered to search the backpack, and that's where the gun was the whole time.
Well, the prosecutors, I've seen her commenting on the tube, and she's upset. This has really gotten to her personally. She's admitted, but like you were just saying, Jeff, you outlined all the warning signs that were there. Didn't a teacher or administrator think, hey, we got to do something about this?
Well, prosecutors say Ethan Crumley, the 15-year-old boy, is now charged as an adult. He posted on social media about the gun, calling it my new beauty. His mother also posted about the gun on social media, calling it his new Christmas present. Prosecutors say a teacher saw Ethan Crumley searching ammunition on his cell phone during class the day before the shooting and reported it to school officials. The school contacted Jennifer Crumley via voicemail and email, no response. She apparently later exchanged a text message with her son stating, quote, LOL, I'm not mad at you. You have to learn not to get caught. The day of the shooting, a teacher found a note on Ethan Crumley's desk that included a drawing of a handgun pointing at the words, "The thoughts won't stop. Help me." Another section of the drawing of a bullet with the words "blood everywhere" written above it. "My life is useless and the world is dead." Jennifer and James Crumley were immediately summoned to the school, and a counselor went into class, pulled him out of class. The kid grabbed his bag, and they all met in the front office with the parents. The parents were told to get their son into counseling, within 48 hours, neither parent was asked to see their son. Neither parent asked to see the kid's bag. Again, the sheriff's office said they would have looked at the bag. The parents were told to take the kid out of school. They refused. They left without him. He was sent back to class along with that backpack where that 9mm gun was loaded and ready to go, and nobody looked. And so the prosecutor that you mentioned, Karen McDonald, also leaving open the possibility that school officials could be charged potentially in this case.
All right. Hey, Jeff, thanks for being with us this morning. We appreciate the information. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso. Yeah, and this is the same thing. I've been following the story, as many of you have. All these signs were there, one after another, after another, after another, and nobody said, hey, time out, bring these kids. We need to, you know, I can't imagine. Maybe they don't have school resource police officers there, as we do here, but that's the first person in that situation. That's the first person I call and say, hey, we got a problem down here. You need to take a look. But I'll tell you, in all the interviews that I've done, several of them over the past few years with our security people at USD 259, Terry Moses primarily, they take this stuff very, very seriously.
Yeah.
And they're not going to have, there's a zero tolerance on a lot of this stuff. The warning signs were there. Oh, and some kids lost their lives because of that. Wow.
The warning signs were there. The parents seemingly just easily, just as irresponsible as the shooter himself.
This prosecutor, she's a toughie. She's not going to let him go. She's going to go after him. All right, listen.
Seems like there's a lot of people involved in this that really need to be punished.
Need to be.
On a lot of different levels.
Right. All right, we just go on a little more of a positive note this morning. It is, of course, December 7th on this date in 2020. Something really big happened in the music industry that Jad, I know, is really concerned about, and that would be the Universal Music Publishing Group bought Bob Dylan's catalog for an estimated $300 million. And I don't know. I'm not a big Bob Dylan fan, as you know.
No, you or Ted both.
But people, you know, they love him. But I just never got into Bob Dylan, catalog or anything else.
I'm kind of indifferent. I don't really care one way or the other on Bob Dylan.
In Switzerland, a driver hated that a camera had caught him speeding again. So he went after it with a pickaxe, smashing it free from its mountings.
Speed camera.
Of course, the camera caught the whole thing, and the guy was arrested.
It's a camera.
There you go. And a new study found that 20% of adults have at least one tattoo. 20%. Here in Wichita, I would think that's probably a little higher. At my grocery store on a late Saturday afternoon, it's probably close to 75 to 80%. But I'm not going to say which store that is. The tattoo. Modern times.
You're only noticing it because it bugs you.
Oh, I know. It does. It's I find it annoying. And I have a couple of grandkids that have got little tattoos. All right.
Yeah, I don't have any tattoos, but I don't particularly have a problem with it either.
It's all right. I mean, it
happens.
It's art. A tattoo. I've always, they looked at my body and I thought, nobody can improve on this. right. Let
it go. I suppose that's one way to look at it.
That's my usual.
I kind of look at it the other way on that sort of thing. I look at my body and I'm like, nobody cares to see that, don't want to show them any tattoos on it either. So.
Yeah, I don't want to show off any. Okay.
Yeah.
818, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is a sports time again. Jad Chambers is doing the sports this morning for Ted, taking the day off. Ed?
All right, we've got, it was announced on Monday, Wichita State junior forward Jane Asende, named to the American Athletic Conference Weekly Honor Roll, second straight week. The Uganda native, 12.7 points, 12 rebounds, and 2.3 steals averaged over the three games last week. The Shockers went 2-1 for that week. Asende and the Shockers have the week off before hosting Grambling State on Saturday. Also, Wichita State's Morris Udeze named to the AAC Honor Roll for last week over the two games that the Shockers played last week. The 6'8" junior out of Houston averaged 16 points, 5.5 rebounds, while shooting 59% from the field. First weekly honor of the season for Udeze, the second in his Shocker career. The Shockers take a midweek break before returning to action Saturday against Norfolk State, and that one is at Charles Koch Arena. We've been talking about Jayhawk basketball. The Jayhawks are going to be in action, and that's tonight, the T-Mobile Center in Kansas City, Missouri, at the Jayhawk Shootout. They'll be facing UTEP. The Miners actually lead the all-time series versus KU. They haven't played very many times, 3-2. Their first meeting was a big overtime win for Texas Western, for UTEP in Lubbock, Texas, in the second round of the 1966 NCAA tournament. So it does go back a while. They just haven't faced each other very often. The Miners went on to win the NCAA tournament that year. Tonight, Kansas is a 19.5-point favorite. Again, that's Kansas versus UTEP at the T-Mobile Center in Kansas City, Missouri. Also in sports, we've got collegiate softball players across the country having the opportunity to play some summer softball. The Sunflower Summer Collegiate Softball League, beginning play in 2022. The announcement was made yesterday by Commissioner Casey Walkup at a press conference. Actually, that announcement made on Monday. Each summer, the Sunflower League will bring nearly 100 students to South Central Kansas. The league will run from June 17th to July 17th, consisting of 6 teams and some opportunity for future expansion there. The plan is some single-game and doubleheader formats, with teams participating in a weekly showcase on Saturdays at Wilcombe Stadium on the campus of Wichita State University. So some good stuff there. And we had a former Shocker doing well in the NBA yesterday. The Phoenix Suns beat the San Antonio Spurs 108-104, starting at guard for Phoenix. Former Wichita State Shocker Landry Shamet, 11 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. The Suns have won 19 of their last 20 games during the stretch since late October. Landry Shamet helping out there. And that's sports on Steve and Ted in the Morning.
8:21 now. Keep it up for the Hannity Morning Minute. Suspicious possible Chinese connections with Hunter Biden. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.
Nationally recognized Marconi awarded radio show. This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, 8:30, Steve McIntosh, 8:30 in the morning here on a Tuesday morning, 32 degrees. A Wichita man has been sentenced to more than 17 years behind bars for a deadly shooting that occurred in late 2020. 18-year-old Nathaniel Brandy was sentenced for second-degree murder, robbery, and criminal use of weapons. Brandy will consecutively serve 199 months in the Kansas Department of Corrections and 12 months in the county jail. Now, police say Brandy was involved in the fatal shooting of 20-year-old Cooper Kelly in December of 2020 over an illegal drug deal arranged over social media. Brandy was 17 at the time of the shooting and was tried as an adult. Bob Dole served in the U.S. House of Representatives for 8 years, but spent most of his time in Washington serving in the Senate from 1969 to 1996.
The seat is now held by Kansas Senator Jerry Moran, who paid tribute to Dole Monday from the floor of the Senate.
The tremendous challenge that caused for me, knowing that those footsteps, my feet would never fit in those shoes. I sit and work from the Dole desk. This drawer has his name sketched in it, and it's a reminder to me about those shoes left unfilled.
Bob Dole will lie in state beginning Thursday in the nation's capital. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A man was shot and injured by a police officer after a struggle over a knife, the Kansas Bureau of Investigation says. More on the story now from Kansas Information Network's Britt Swigert.
Kenneth Smith, 61, was shot by a Harper police officer at an apartment complex. He underwent surgery and was in good and stable condition, the KBI said. The officer responded to the apartment complex after police received a report of a man damaging property at an apartment complex in Harper. Smith was holding a knife and struggled with the officer, who sprayed Smith with pepper spray according to a preliminary report. Smith was shot once in the arm when he advanced toward the officer with the knife, the KBI said. The officer backed out of the apartment and Smith barricaded himself inside. Harper police officers and Harper County Sheriff's deputies forced their way back into the apartment and struggled with Smith again before subduing him. No law enforcement officers were in.
Oxford, Michigan schools will slowly reopen next week. They've been closed since last week's mass shooting at the high school.
The reopening starting Monday will be slow and methodical. The school district says there will be grief counseling, meals for families, and trauma response training for teachers. School Superintendent Tim Throne says they plan on balancing social and emotional needs with low-stress academics as they strive to return to normalcy. He says there will also be an increased police presence when children return to the classroom. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
A congressman is quitting the House to work for former President Trump.
Republican Devin Nunes of California stepping down from Congress at the end of the year to take a new job as CEO of Trump Media and Technology, the new group aimed at launching a social media platform to rival Twitter. The former president said in a statement, Nunes understands that we must stop the liberal media and big tech from destroying the freedoms that make America great. Nunes was a staunch supporter of President Trump during his impeachment processes, but new draft redistricting maps show it may be hard for Nunes to win his congressional seat again. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Yesterday and today have felt much more like the month of December with cooler weather, but that's going to be changing by the end of the week. We will be right back in the low 70s. Cloudy and breezy throughout today with a high 44, a clearing sky overnight, our low near 30, sunny and 53 on Wednesday afternoon. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, 32 degrees. We have a south wind at 12 miles per hour. Steve at 10 in the morning, 98.7 at 1330 KNSS, 8:35 here on this Tuesday morning. Entertainment News, The Blur with Jad Chambers.
Well, a popular holiday tune has reached a milestone in sales. Here's Fox's Lauren Faulkner with more on this.
Mariah Carey's Christmas song staple celebrates a milestone. Her hit, All I Want for Christmas Is You, becoming Diamond Certified after reaching 10 million in sales and streaming units. The festive tune making history as the first and only holiday single to earn the Recording Industry of America's Diamond Award. According to a news release posted by RIAA, Mariah commenting on the achievement, saying, quote, the continued love for my song never ceases to amaze me and fill my heart with a multitude of emotions. Her chart-topping song was first released back in 1994 as a single from her first holiday album, Merry Christmas. Lauren Faulkner, Fox News.
Yeah, so Diamond Certified there.
Yeah.
Pretty good for, you know, all yeah. I want for Christmas is you. Now some Bieber news for you, Steve.
Oh, Bieber?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Justin Bieber has performed before a packed crowd in Saudi Arabia. That's even as human rights campaigners have called for him to cancel that concert. Jason Derulo was the opening act there. Saudi Arabia has made some changes to modernize, but groups like Human Rights Watch and others are saying that pop concerts are kind of a diversion from the country's abysmal human rights record. So, well, there you go. Justin Bieber performing in Saudi Arabia, whether you think that's a good thing or a bad thing. There you go. We've got a musical that's getting banned overseas. Fox's Michelle Polino reporting.
West Side Story is not getting a theatrical release in the Gulf regions. The Steven Spielberg Oscar hopeful is banned in Saudi Arabia, while some other regions requested edits be made. They declined. While the reasoning is unconfirmed, it is well known that homosexuality is officially illegal in Saudi Arabia and other countries in the Gulf region. And LGBTQ issues in films have often been an issue for censors. In Steven Spielberg's remake, he includes a character portrayed by a non-binary actor, Iris Menezes. The character in the new version is written as a transgender or non-binary person. The film opens in the U.S. Friday. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
So, there you go. West Side Story not being shown in the Gulf. The 2021 People's Choice Awards airs on E! Today. Hosting is SNL's Kenan Thompson, who's the master of ceremonies. We've got some awards that we already know about, people that are going to be showing up and getting awards. Halle Berry accepting the People's Icon Award during the show. Dwayne Johnson being honored as the 2021 People's Champion Award, and Christina Aguilera making history. She's the People's Music Icon Award winner. It's the first time they're ever giving that one out.
Nice.
Yeah, so that one's going to go to Christina Aguilera. Let's see. They'll also, of course, be announcing winners in several categories that cover music, movies, TVs, and TV and general pop culture. So plenty of other awards that are going to be announced today at the 2021 People's Choice Awards on E! Starting to see some Christmas specials on television yesterday, the Michael Bublé Christmas in the City. That one aired yesterday. And, well, here's one of here's Bublé and one of his special guests singing Jingle Bells.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Dicing through the snow
in a one-horse open sleigh.
In case you didn't recognize it, that was Kermit the Frog and Michael Bublé.
Kermit, which one's which?
Yeah, Michael Bublé singing with a Muppet yesterday. That's what we had going on Michael Bublé's Christmas in the City. It was on this day in history, specifically 1969, Frosty the Snowman, the animated Christmas special first aired on CBS.
Yeah.
Based on the 1950 song by Gene Autry and the Cass County Boys, it was produced by Rankin and Bass. It's the same studio behind Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer special. It featured the final performance of Hollywood legend Jimmy Durante, who voiced the narrator, so I've got some of that here.
And with Frosty the Snowman, Christmas was always very merry indeed. You have a merry Christmas, too.
Yeah, that was on this day on CBS back in 1969. Yeah, the special, Frosty the Snowman.
I'll be back on Christmas Day.
Good stuff there. Well, we had some of the humor from the late night hosts. We'll start with Late Night with Seth Meyers. And hey, I'll prove that I can take a joke as Seth aims a jab at a group that I have something in common with, so here we go.
The New York Times published a report yesterday detailing a series of coronavirus infections stemming from an anime convention held last month in New York. Well, something tells me they'll be fine with quarantining. Oh, you want me to stay inside for 10 days? Not a problem.
Yeah, I'm kind of a geek, kind of an anime fan, so yeah, it makes fun. But then we had Seth also hitting about a story that we talked about a little bit this morning already.
A man in Italy reportedly wore a fake silicone arm last week to avoid getting the coronavirus vaccine. And wait till you hear how he got out of his vasectomy. Mamma mia!
Maybe don't think about that one too hard. And then we had The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon.
The Biden administration announced a diplomatic boycott of the Beijing Winter Olympics over human rights concerns in China. That's right. U.S. athletes are still competing, but the politicians will not be there. Nothing will convince China to change their ways like not sending the Secretary of Agriculture to the Olympics.
That was a joke that wrote itself. That was too easy. Way too easy. But, of course, on television yesterday, Steve, a favorite of yours, of course, The Bachelorette. Yesterday, I tell you, The Bachelorette just seems to be getting classier and classier as we go on.
It's good.
Lots of blame being thrown around, as you know, yesterday.
Blame.
Yes. And I think maybe the lawyers are going to be getting involved now. They sure were last night.
Willie Joel Arena?
Who's good, bro?
You've been served.
Subpoena?
For defamation of character.
Come at me, bro. It's a little taste what's going to happen in real life.
That's right. Peter serving Will with legal papers for defamation of character.
Mm, really?
Yes. So they're getting the lawyers involved on The Bachelorette. Will also making claims about fellow suitor Martin.
I felt like I wasn't respected in the moment, and that's why I said I wouldn't give her a shot.
That's not what I heard on the streets.
Will.
I really don't think you were heard for that. The rumor on the street was, Martin, that throughout the whole process of the show, you had a girlfriend.
Ooh.
Oh!
Ooh. Really?
Yeah, so I don't know. Do any of these guys sound like they're perhaps any sort of potential for... I don't know.
Yeah.
The Bachelorette will make her decision at some point, I suppose. So there we go. That was what we had on The Bachelorette yesterday on television. So classy, guys, just throwing blame around, and now you're bringing out the lawyers. That's all we have for The Blur today, Steve. But The Blur, every weekday, is brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repaired. You know, family-owned and operated appliance repair, serving customers in the Wichita area for more than 20 years. You can call them for an appointment, 316-409-1525, Napoleon Appliance Repair.
8:43 now, Stephen, 10 of the morning here on KNSS. Coming up, we've got the Wichita Business Journal update this morning. Two new restaurants planned for Wichita, one on the east side and one on the west side. That's coming up, Stephen, 10 of the morning here on KNSS. Stephen, 10 of the morning, KNSS, now 8:48 on this Tuesday morning. Three big things. 80 years ago today, Japanese forces attacked Pearl Harbor and other U.S. military facilities in the Pacific, bringing America into World War II. Police standoff with man in a stolen rental truck ends peacefully after several hours in South Wichita. President Biden and Russian President Putin to talk today, with new fears that Russia could invade Ukraine. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic today, gasoline prices in the Wichita area. Average price down just a little bit. I'm seeing a lot of stations at $2.89 a gallon, so that does seem to be that average price that we're seeing out there. I've spotted some lower prices in a couple of different places, 21st and 127th East, $2.87 a gallon there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Mostly cloudy today with a high of 44 degrees. Cloudy and cool tonight. The overnight low 30. Wednesday, sunny and a bit warmer. Tomorrow's high, 53 degrees. Now mostly cloudy. Still 32 degrees. South wind at 12 miles per hour. It's been 32 degrees here in Wichita for about the past 4 or 5 hours. So not much movement there so far this morning. It's chilly out there today. And yesterday's high in Wichita was 42, normal high 48. And we had a 51-mile-per-hour wind gust clocked near Wichita's Eisenhower Airport yesterday. 51 miles per hour. That is a good, strong breeze, you might say. Stocks closed solidly higher on Wall Street Monday, aided by a broad rally that included travel-related companies that stand to benefit from more reopening of the economy. The S&P rose 53 points, making up nearly all the ground lost last week. Technology companies and banks accounted for a big slice of the gains. The Dow rose 646 points. The NASDAQ rose 139. ExxonMobil says it has a plan for cutting greenhouse gas emissions in one of the most prolific oil fields in the U.S. The company made the announcement Monday, saying it will be focusing on emissions from its own operations as well as indirect emissions associated with the electricity it buys to power its well sites and other infrastructure. Exxon's plan centers on the Permian Basin, which spans parts of New Mexico and Texas. Toyota says it plans to build a $1.3 billion electric vehicle battery plant near Greensboro, North Carolina, that will employ at least 1,750 people. The Japanese auto giant joined Governor Roy Cooper and other officials in making the announcement Monday at a site in Randolph County. Toyota says the U.S. factory will make batteries for hybrid and fully electric vehicles. The plant would start making batteries in 2025. Now, a couple of stories this morning from our Wichita Business Journal. Ridership out of Wichita's Dwight D. Eisenhower National Airport for 2021. Topped 1 million passengers through October as the facility continues to rebound from the impact of COVID-19 in 2020. New data from the Wichita Airport Authority pegs the total passenger count through the end of the third quarter at just over 1,035,000, representing a 58% increase from the same period last year. That's still below pre-pandemic levels. And work is set to begin on two new restaurants in Wichita. This according to building permits recently approved for the projects. Paris Baguette, an international franchise, will make its Kansas debut with a location planned for 9780 East 21st Street, which will be at the east of the Andes Frozen Custard at 21st and Webb Road. The local franchisees told the Wichita Eagle in August that they hope to open the Paris Baguette in March on the west side of town. Meanwhile, a building permit clears the way for construction to begin on a new Red Robin location near Ridge Road and Kellogg. The gourmet burger restaurant, slated to go up at 7355 West Taft, that's south of the Lowe's, where a warehouse for Fisher Lumber Company has been demolished. The opening is planned for early next year. Well, there's some business to use this morning from the Wichita Business Journal here on KNSS. Remembering today, of course, December 7th, it's one of those days that in American history is etched right there.
Yeah.
For a big event, like 9/11, like November 22nd for many of us, for John F. Kennedy's assassination.
Right.
Just a big, big deal in American history. In 1941, the Empire of Japan launched an air raid on the U.S. Navy base at Pearl Harbor in Hawaii, as well as targets in Malaya, Hong Kong, Guam, the Philippines, and Wake Island. The United States declared war against Japan the next day. Of course, the man who was Yamamoto was the admiral, the Japanese admiral who engineered that attack and many others, and he was their top guy. However, he was not. How can I pray to you? Here's what was going on in Japan that time. The army had the power. The Navy, not so much. And so people in the Navy, some of them like Yamamoto, their lives were threatened. Yamamoto had spent a lot of time in the U.S. He really, I don't know if you could say he loved the country, but he admired us greatly. And he tried to tell these people in Japan, you don't want to do this. You don't want to take these people on. I've seen how big their country is, and I've seen what kind of resources they have, and I know what kind of people they are. But he was overruled.
Yeah.
And when he was overruled, as any good military officer, he went and did his duty. And he wound up, he was killed not too long after that. But
yeah.
It's interesting history of Japan in the Pacific leading up to World War II. It was very interesting politics going on.
Apparently there was a northern plan and a southern plan.
Yeah.
They kind of went on that southern plan and went after the U.S., but apparently the other direction, the northern plan, might have pitted them against Russia.
Well, the Japanese were terribly misled.
Yes.
And the people, of course, as always, the people pay the price for it. All right. It's 8:55 here, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Hey, coming up here. Just minutes away, the Glenn Beck program, as always this time of day on KNSS. U.S. announcing diplomatic boycott of Beijing Olympics. That is one of the topics they'll be pursuing on the Glenn Beck show today. Our news at the top of the hour, 9 o'clock, Biden and Putin to talk about Ukraine. That's on the way as well. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, the Dana Lash Show, and news updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. Looking for a high today of 44 degrees, now mostly cloudy and 32.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.